Chapter 4. Later that morning, Marigold waited anxiously in the library for her tutor, Layla Lapzinski. She repeated Ms. Lapzinski's full name over and over in her mind, the same way Ms. Starr pronounced it, to be sure she got it right. Lapzinski. Zwingo. Marigold was a ball of nerves.
Big day, huh? Commented the librarian, Mr. Wang.
He had lines around his eyes and wore a brown cardigan. Marigold nodded. Her mouth was dry.
You'll do great, Mr. Wang said. Don't worry.
He fluxed into a koala and hopped onto a bookshelf to tidy the top row of books. Ms. Lapzinski was supposed to be there at 10 a.m. That's what Ms. Starr had said. But by 10:15, no one had shown up. What was wrong? At 10:19, a young woman wearing ripped jeans, heavy boots, and a large fake fur coat strolled into the library. She was daunting and edgy, with pale skin, dyed blue hair, and a slim silver hoop in her nose. She reminded Marigold of a fairy.
Hi. She came to Marigold's table and propped her hands on the top of a chair. I'm Layla. Are you Marigold?
Marigold nodded. Ms. Lapzinski put her backpack on the table, but didn't sit down. With a lazy grin, she said,
Well, cool. Let's do this thing. You ready to roll?
Marigold nodded again, but she wasn't sure how the process was supposed to work. Ms. Lapzinski didn't seem very grown up. And why wasn't she sitting? With zero warning, Ms. Lapzinski expanded right in front of Marigold's eyes. She grew and grew, like a balloon being filled with air, until her head gently touched the ceiling. Each of Ms. Lapzinski's fingers were now as thick as Marigold's arm. Her clothes grew larger, too. Her face looked big and moony. She was a giant. Koala Mr. Wang watched in awe from the top of the bookshelf.
Whoa, Marigold breathed.
Then, gracefully, Ms. Lapzinski shrank herself back down until she reached her original size.
There, she said, taking a seat. What did you think?
Amazing, Marigold said. Ms. Lapzinski, that was...
Layla, her tutor interrupted.
Huh?
Oh my gosh, call me Layla, I'm only 23. Your turn.
Marigold blinked.
Big up, Layla said, shrugging out of her enormous coat.
Marigold blinked.
Layla propped her elbows on the table and rested her chin on her hands. Come on, make yourself bigger, like I did.
I can't, Marigold said.
Layla furrowed her brow. Would you rather make something else bigger, like a pencil or a book?
I can't, Marigold said. I only make things smaller.
Her spirit sank. Wasn't Layla supposed to know what Marigold could and couldn't do?
That's why I need your help, Marigold pressed on. I can shrink things, but then they're stuck. I can't unshrink them.
Huh, Layla said. Guess I didn't get that memo.
Layla looked around the library. Her eyes brightened, and she hopped up from the table. She returned with a stack of books from the M Fiction shelves, the Whatever After series and the Flower Power series. Marigold had read them both.
Shrink these, Layla told Marigold,
and she said it with such an air of command that Marigold just did. Ploof, whistle, puff. The books shrank until they were the size of Marigold's pinky nail.
Nice, Layla said, holding out her palm for a high five.
Marigold slapped Layla's palm with her own. Koala Mr. Wang scrambled down from the high shelf where he was working, leapt onto the table, and started examining the books. Pop! He was human Mr. Wang again, and he was not happy. He jumped back to the floor and shook his finger at Layla.
Now listen, Marigold just told you she can't make things big again. And yet you let her shrink my books? What were you thinking? The library has a limited budget.
Layla was already on her feet, thrusting her arms into her coat and heading for the door. She threw a thumbs up to Marigold.
Same time next week? I bet I can teach you how to big up.
Maybe.
If your magic works like I think it does, I'll get you sorted out. I like you, Marigold.
Okay, Marigold called.
Come back, called Mr. Wang. Resize the books now, please. They're school property.
The door swung closed. Layla was gone.
What just happened?
Marigold's head was spinning.
Wasn't tutoring supposed to be like teaching? Layla hadn't taught Marigold anything, except that there was someone else in the world who could magically alter something's size.
Which, now that Marigold thought about it, was pretty huge. And Layla was going to teach her to big up. That would be even huger.
She scrambled out of her chair and grabbed her backpack.
Sorry, Mr. Wang. We'll fix your books next week, she called as she ran to the door. Me and Layla, my tutor, we'll big them back up for you, I promise.